Osbill whispered to Mordy.
There's one of the vermin coming towards us. What'll we do?
The hair maid murmured as she watched the approaching brown rat.
Keep lying, doggo. He might not come up this far. But if he does, don't fret. I'll jolly well stop the blighter. In fact, I'll stop him cold.
Going into a crouch, ready to spring, Mordy clenched her paws tightly. Every beast in the boats held their breath. Noggo was talking softly to himself as he neared the rushes and overhanging trees.
It's what I'll get for trying to be helpful. Or keep me trap shut from now on. I ain't no ossifer.
He ducked under the tree canopy and was met by Mordy. She came bounding from the stern of the logboat, poleaxing the unsuspecting Noggo with a thundering right punch, followed by a swift left. There was no need for a third blow. The first two had done the job. Noggo was out for the rest of the day. As Mordy slid back into the boat, everything suddenly went wrong. An otter babe squealed out in pain, stung on a nose tip by one of the wasps which had been buzzing about. Before she could be silenced, the little one's piercing wails were echoing about widespread. Barbola appeared over the stern of the back log boat.
Oi, mates, get those paddles a-slapping. 'Tis time we were in this place.
The Gowson crews needed no urging. They shot their boats through the tree canopy and out onto the other side, paddles digging furiously. In the vessel to the rear, Mordy and Osbill could see the first of the brown rats, headed by Stringle, squelching their way along the muddy bank as they came in hot pursuit. The side stream was only wide enough to allow the Gowsim craft to travel in single file. Prow bumped stern as they fled from Curdley and his horde. Barbola and three of his sturdy sons formed a rearguard behind the boats. Mordy called to the otters.
Get up front, friends. I'll organise some sling throwers and archers. They'll soon be close enough for us to get a shot at him. What?
Barbola thrust his weight against the stern, shooting the craft forward.
No, miss. There's too many vermin. He'd be overrun if you tried to fight him. Speed, that's what we need.
Another shaded area of trees loomed up. Lug Lug could be heard calling from up in front.
We're running into the forest. Keep going, mates. Redwall Abbey ain't far now. I recognise this area.